From London, BBC Caribbean Report.
America offers to shelter Kosovars at its naval base in Cuba. Trinidad and Tobago says it will now call the shots in dealing with criminals and why there should be more Antiguan hotel managers. I am Keith Stonegraves, and this is BBC Caribbean Report. British media reports today that America's commitment to the refugee crisis in Kosovo could involve moving some 20,000 people to the U.S. Navy base in Cuba. Several countries have been asked to accept some of the Kosovars because of the war in the Balkans. Kimberly Andrew Thomas reports.
A report in today's London Independent newspaper said that British MPs opposed to war have reacted with astonishment that none of the Albanians would be headed for the U.S. mainland. Instead, according to the report in The Independent, they would be flown to Guantanamo Naval Base, a piece of land still occupied by the Americans. It's believed other refugees may be dispatched to the Pacific island of Guam. London Labour MP Alan Simpson is quoted as saying, "This is sham humanity, less like acceptance of refugees and more like the establishment of a leper colony." The Independent said the Guantanamo Bay option in Cuba was disclosed by Senator Joe Biden, a member of the Senate Foreign Relations Committee. The base has been used previously as an emergency center